Thank you. know, as I was singing that song and I got here, I was, all those who've raised kids, been in this season of my life, and those who are in this season, you know what it's like. Some days you just, you go here and there and everywhere. And I had to meet Dad, drop the boys off, and I just had this, just kind of this in stress mode, you know, you're just trying to make everything happen. And Dad just said something kind of funny to me, and it just, that one lighthearted moment just kind of, he probably doesn't even know he did it. Actually, what he said was, we met at Ingalls. I gave him the boys, and he said, "Oh, you see people here. This is where the moms and dads who are divorced meet and, like, trade off their kids." And I don't know why. And so he's like, "So here we are. You know, I'm getting your kids." And it was nothing, like, hysterical, but just a moment that kind of broke me. And I'm like, ah. Sometimes we take life so seriously, and we get caught up into the hustle and bustle. And we allow it to govern, you know, just our day. And even, you know, so getting here, we're rushed. We didn't even get to rehearse all the songs. We're like, yeah, crazy day. You know, let's just try to get up here and make this happen. But as I was singing that song, something just broke within me of thanksgiving and praise. And as much as the hustle and bustle and the and all of that, and just we're all glad to be here and doing what we do, but sometimes, you know, you're just kind of feels a little robotic. But being up here, just something just broke in me with that song. Just being able to say, God, it is you we adore. At the end of the day, what a great opportunity to be here right now saying, thank you, God. It is you we adore. It is you we praise. Great are you, Lord. And so I just want to share that. Something broke in me right there, and I hope something breaks in you. Just a breaking of thanksgiving and pouring out tonight.
Give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken, and great are your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You
thank you for giving us peace, God, in the times that we need you. And God, I can't even sit here and fathom how great you are to me and my life and each life here, God. And we just give you praise for that tonight, God. And thank you for the peace. Thank you for the peace. And for this church. And we love you, God. In Jesus' name. Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all. Surrendering all. Find me here, Lord, as you draw me near, desperate for you, desperate for you. I surrender. Like a rose. Hey.
I surrender. I surrender. I wanna know you more. I wanna know you more. And I surrender. I surrender. I wanna know you more. I wanna know you.
We can drop all things and seek you, God. We thank you that in those moments where we are worried, where we have strife, where we have anger, where we have joy, where we have peace, that, Lord, all things in peace and love come from you, God. We thank you that in those moments we can say, I surrender, Lord. I'm worried. I'm so stressed about this, God. And you provide the peace. We surrender to you, Lord. And in the waves and in the storms that come around us at all times, Lord, you are there. When we feel like we're sinking, God, you are there. When we feel like there's no way up, you are there to provide that hand and to lift us out of our despair, God. We thank you that you love us unconditionally and that you never leave our side. We thank you, Jesus.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, an ocean steep. My faith will stand, and I will call upon your name and keep my eyes.
Jet put him to bed, and he started this cry, real cry, fake cry, I don't know what. And a lot of times, you know, sometimes when he does that, I'll go in and I'll just say, stop, okay, that's it, go to sleep, because mama's tired, and, you know, reached that window, you're just done. But Sunday night, he was crying for Nan, of course, it's always Nan usually, he just wants Nan, and I thought, I'm just going to not say mom's tired, so I just laid in bed with him, and I almost fell asleep. I laid with him for so long, and he just put his little arm over me, and it was just, we just sat there. He just felt my embrace. I felt his, and so often, that's what the Heavenly Father wants to do with us, and in as much as we've talked about, like Jennifer shared Sunday, just chipping away and the renovating, even through that growth, he wants to just embrace us and love us and just be still with us and feel that comfort. So as we enter into this next song, I invite you to either come to the altar or just sit down where you are and just soak in his presence and soak in his embrace and soak in his love and soak in his peace and soak in his goodness. And let him minister to you right where you are. And this is just him pouring out his love song to you.
From the cloud you speak, what was veiled now is seen. Jesus, the image of the invisible God, divinity confirmed in the transfigured world, a kingdom once conceived on the earth.
Thank you.
you praise and honor, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your power and your love. We come to you today, Lord, offering thanksgiving and gratefulness for your goodness in our life, Lord. And what we can say is hallelujah today, God. We praise you, Father. We give you glory and honor and power and praise, Lord. You are so good to us. You are so wonderful and loving. You let us be beautiful and precious in your sight, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness.